as the Lord instructs us, he's going to be instructing us, first of all, about himself and the gifts that he gives, which are all for us, and it cannot help but lead into a great thanksgiving. But the Lord is also going to show us, in the midst of all of this, ourselves. He's going to hold up his word to us like a mirror, and it's going to show us our own sin, which leads to the third strand, which is confession. So as I see the gifts that the Lord has given, or the commands that he's placed in front of me, I see my own failures, and so I confess my sins to him. And I realize of all these things that he wants to give, all my failures in life, that the last thing is that this simply becomes a prayer. That we pray, for example, we had that verse from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Lord has caused us to be born again. So it turns into, at last, an asking of the Lord for something. Continue to give me the great hope of my new birth in Christ in the resurrection of Jesus. Sustain this hope until I see you face to face. Keep me in these great gifts. So at last, the Lord's word turns into a prayer, a proper petition, that the Lord would do his will, that it would be done with us, with our families, with our church, with our state, with our neighbors, and in all the world.